Okay. So welcome everyone. So I'm Pierre-Yves David. I'm working at Octopus, and I've been working. I've been a MQL contributor for about 15 years now. And for those who don't know, MQL is a distributed version control. It's the same generation as Git. It has been created by the same kind of people, by the same kind of for the same kind of reason, with the same kind of inspiration and the same kind of data model. So both Git and MQL are about 20 years old now, and MQL is quite still active. It has also been the inspiration for multiple of the new wave of DVCS, like Sapling and Jujitsu. It has a lot of great scaling, a lot of features, it's very extensible, it has distributed history writing and a bunch of things like that. But I'm not going to cover all of that because it's a lightning talk, and I'm not going to dive into what is MQL and how and everything. Instead, I'm going to try to answer a common question of what it's like to work with MQL that is kind of different than other tools. And so I'm going to go through a simple scenario to show some of the basic commands. I'm not going to cover everything. I'm not going to explain much because I just want to give a feel of what it is. I'm not going to show any commit graph. We have nice commit graphs. They are nice for explaining things, but we don't need to explain things, and we don't actually need to see them that much. So the lightning talk instruction where you're not going to use your own laptop, and it's the beginning. And so I didn't, it's kind of the usual common kind of talk where I do a demo in a terminal, but I was not expecting a terminal. So I have terminal output copy-pasted in slide. And I'm going to try to make that still interesting. Some of the output are going to be small because they are not that interesting, and in an effort to make the interesting output bigger. So in that scenario, there is multiple people that are going to work on a small script. The small script is a Fibonacci sequence computation. If it's too small, it's on purpose. If you can read it, it's not the point. But so that's the script we're going to work on. And you're a developer, and you want to write a first patch to fix something. So you wrote some code, you have AG diffs that show you what has changed in your working copy, and you want to do a feature branch to do some review and everything. So you say AG topic robustness, that's the name of your feature branch, and you do a commit. You type your commit message, and you're good to go. Then you can push it, and it goes for review on the main server. You also wrote two other patches to make the scenario more interesting, and I'm not going to use patches because that's not the point. But so now you have three patches. One is sent for review. The other two, I'm just done finishing with them, writing tests and everything. And I get a message from my reviewer about the first patch. He say, okay, the patch looks good, but there was a typo and I fixed it. And you needed to rebase it, and I did it. And now it's merged. So thank you for your contribution. And it's like, okay, so someone touched my branch? But yeah, I mean, multiple people worked on the same branch, and instead of having a full run trip with maybe someone in Japan to say, oh, you need to fix a typo and something, it just did it and pushed it, and now it's merged. So what does it look from my perspective? Before I had the stack that I showed you before, so AG stack is showing you basically the content of your current feature branch. And add the variables flag so that we see the actual commit hash that we don't use that much because they change when you rewrite. But here, that's the point. We want to see the content change. So I have three patches in my feature branch. And now I do a pull. The pull is adding two chansets. It's obsoleting one chanset, which is the old version of mine. And I have two orphan chansets. We're going to talk more about the orphans later. And if I look back at the stack, I only have two chansets in my stack now. The first one I've been automatically removed from the feature branch because it's merged. And it's now the base of the two other ones. And the hash is different here. I'm sure you remember the hash for two slides ago. But so the hash is different. So what happened to that thing? Like, as a developer, someone touched my patch, but what happened to it? Like, how can I have an idea of what happened and is it fine. So I can say AG ops log S0, which is a short identifier for the base. And I see that I had a version here, and it was amended, so the content of the patch changed by the reviewer. And then it was rebased by the same reviewer, so the parent changed, but the content didn't, according to the markers. And so I have an idea of what happened by whom, when, if I want to validate something. And I can also ask for the patch to see what has been changed in my patch in that case. I'm going to focus on patch here. We also have like commit that are actually a full snapshot, but usually when you do review, you focus on what are the actual change, and you want to see the change to the patch itself and not the full set of files. And so here we see that it fixed a typo on Fibonacci name somewhere, and that's about it. That's the only thing that changed in my patch, so that's great, I'm happy about it. So we had two orphans earlier. So what are the orphans? The orphans are chances are based on something that we've written. And so we know about that because we have the information of what is rewritten. And we can flag them as orphan. It looks a bit scary, but actually it's not. Like, I run AG Evolve, and the tool moves them where they need to be, doing the rebase and merging attitude. And so now I still have two chances in my stack, but they are no longer orphans. And I can just push them for review. And so I go to grab a coffee, and I come back, and I have a few messages from my reviewer. He has feedback on the first chance set, feedback on the second chance set, I need to fix something in the commit message. And he also say that he added type annotation in the script, so maybe they will conflict, something like that. So now I need to update the two patch. I can move to the previous patch, to the first patch, I'm saying AG previous. And here I am. My checkout is now the first patch of the stack, not the last patch of the stack. And I can do change, I have a diff, I know an amend, and that's it. When I do the amend, I change the base of the second chance set, I get an orphan as before. But before, it was not really scary to solve it, and in that case, it's even less scary. So if I ask the stack what is the state of things, it still knows that there is a first one and a second one, that the second one is orphan, and if I say AG next, I move to the second one, solving the orphaness and everything. And so I could do an AG stack, and it would be all fine. So I need to fix the second chance set. In this case, I'm showing a different command, which is pdiff. Diff is going to show you the difference between the commit you have in your working copy and the file you have. And pdiff is going to show you what is going to be the patch, like the commit, if you do an amend. So I can validate either that I did the right small change I wanted or that the patch is going to look like I want. So AG pdiff, I have the patch I want. I can AG amend dash dash edit, so that at that time I actually edit the commit message. And that's it. I have a new version that is fixed according to the reviewer request. So there was still this thing about, oh, by the way, I added typing information. So I can just use AG pool to get the new version. And if you run AG stack, you get a new information that say that your stack is behind by one chance set. So I just run AG rebase, because the stack knows where it's going, and it's going to move the stack to the right location. In this case, there is a small issue that in one of the patch, I touched the function signature, and on the main branch, now we have typing information, so we have a conflict. And so I have a conflict, I solve it the usual way. I use AG continue to continue the current operation, and then it's fine. My two chances are rebased on the main branch, and I can push. I just push, because it knows that the new chance set replaced the old chance set. So it's pushing the new chance set, it's pushing the information about the fact that they evolved to be this new chance set, and it obsolete, it make disappear the old chance set on the server. Now let's move to the point of view of the other person and get into the reviewer seats. Because in the first part, we saw that we were able to follow what the reviewer did to my chance set. But it's also interesting for the reviewer or the review tool to be able to see what happened to the chance set when some change were requested. So he's going to AG pool on his clone. He gets the same kind of message because he gets the same information that I just pushed. And then it can do the same kind of introspection that I did with Upslung. I'm not going to go into too much detail because I don't want to cover everything, but in that case, we see that there was a conflict, and we see information about there was a conflict and how it was solved, and also what was changed in the patch itself before it was updated and rebased and everything. And the same way for the second patch, there was the small change that we have already seen, but there is also the fix to the commit message, and we saw the difference between the old commit message and the new commit message to see that it was properly fixed. And so the reviewer has the same kind of tool that I had, and the review tool has the same kind of tool that I have to make sure that all this rewriting distributed is actually fine, and we can follow what's going on. I don't know if you noticed, but when we see the Upslung patch for the last chance, for example, we have a small diff, that is the diff of how the what is the difference between the patch, not as diff as diff, but difference between the state that were intended. Actually, if you look at the diff between the first version of the chanset as the full snapshot and the last version of the chanset as the full snapshot, you have something that is much bigger, because you insert all the diffs from the thing you rebased on and the update you did on your parents when you had the stack and everything. And so this is already in this demo much bigger and much harder to actually follow what is the actual thing that changed. While the thing on the left is the thing you want to see if you're just reviewing, okay, is this change updated as it should be? And if you're in a company with like hundreds of thousands of commits going on between each of your versions, the right side version is completely unusable. And so just to conclude, there we go back to the developer seat, you do an AG pull. The two chansets that he pushed are now public, so they are no longer in the feature branch, they have been accepted in the main branch. And the feature branch basically fade away by itself, and you don't have to care about deleting it in various places and everything. Like, it's done, everybody knows it's done, and that's it. So what do we have here? We have simple commands with few flags, like we just simple command for each for their purpose, doing their small things. We propagate the history with writing so that you can actually do things without troubles. We have the history of each commit to understand what happened if we want to. You don't do that every day, but sometimes you do. We can automatically resolve the instability that comes from rewriting other people's patches and everything. The feature branch is kind of scoped and nice. You don't have to be too much concerned about, okay, this thing part of one thing or another. And overall, we can have a simple and safe collaboration of draft, which is nice. And this is not all the command we have and everything, but this is the kind of operation I do every day with my colleague, where they fix some typo or help them fix some tests and things like that. You can have more than one developers working on the same branch with your collaboration tool, which is kind of the point. So I hope it tickles your appetite. I'm not going into any technical detail of how it works. If you're interested in MQL, you can join us on our community things. If you need commercial support for MQL, that's what Octopus is doing. And if you need hosting for MQL, there is the Heptapod project, which is a friendly fork of GitLab with MQL support. If you have any question, you can meet me outside, or maybe you can have a few here.